Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, guys. Welcome to the DDP. I want to pick up where I left off yesterday. I'm just closing out the thought process on why we're doing the video blog, but that's not really my point today. I want to get into something I said right as we were going off the podcast. First of all, you can check out the video blog. We're posting those. There should be a new one up even now. Probably our second video blog is posted on finished work eschatology. I made a statement at the end that some people don't want to talk about it at all. Other people seem to only want to talk about it. And I like to try to fall somewhere in the middle where I don't mind at all to talk about the eschatology of the new covenant, but I also don't only want to talk about it. I really want to see believers released from the bondages of guilt, shame, and condemnation. And I want to see unbelievers come to the knowledge of what it means to be in Christ. As I said that yesterday, or was saying that, we ran out of time, but I thought about, as I was ending, what would be my definition of what it means to be a child of God or to be a Christian? Well, first of all, I don't have a problem calling myself a Christian. There seems to be a growing number of people who are so offended by the title Christian, and that's because they see Christians acting like a fool, and they say, well, I don't want to be a part of that. That I understand when it comes to not wanting to be like other people, but I also don't have a problem calling myself a Christian because it's really one who is like Christ or a follower of Christ. And though it did start in the New Testament as a derogatory term, we have claimed it as our own because if people want to mock us for being followers of Christ, mock away. At least that's how I feel. But if I had to answer what do I think it means to be a Christian, it's not just a Christ follower. It's really accessing the life of God by faith in Jesus. It's having His eternal life come to life inside of us. I used to think that being a Christian meant not going to hell and getting to go to heaven. That defers most of Christianity till you take your last breath. It's also why I felt like while you were breathing, you were just a servant doing whatever He told you to do, whether you liked it or not, and that's the best way to live. And I don't believe that anymore. I believe I'm a son. For those who have received Him, He hath given them the power to call themselves the sons of God. Paul said, you're no longer a servant, but a son. I don't believe I'm a slave to a law of performance. I'm a son of God through faith in Jesus Christ. What it means to be a Christian is to walk in a relationship with a Father that loves me very, very much. But just even more specifically, it means to experience the life of God inside of me, to experience the heavens in my earth, and to bring what He has into who I am and what I have. And so for me, that's what it means to be a child of God. It's what it means to live the Christian life, to walk the Christian walk, to quote-unquote talk the Christian talk. It's not about what you wear, where you go, what kind of Bible you're reading, and all the things you're doing, but it's letting the life of the heavenlies invade your earth. Now, when that happens, you're certainly going to begin to see a difference in the earth that you are on. And I'm talking about your own personal world. You're going to see a difference in the way you think and the way you respond. You're going to have a different set of hopes and desires because His life is going to be living through you. The more your personal earth changes, the more the planet earth can change. And I think one of the reasons why that the church is not changing the earth for the better, two reasons. One, we do have this escapism idea that who cares what happens to the earth, we got to get out of here. But also because our personal earth isn't changing, our own little sphere of influence isn't changing into the life of God, we're having a difficult time seeing that happen elsewhere. It's not a matter of pressing in order to get your earth to change, it's just trusting Jesus and experiencing the life of God for yourself. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.